Japan's central bank is pledging more aggressive action to boost the economy, including a 2% inflation target and easing monetary conditions. The Bank of Japan, or the BOJ, says it would conduct open-ended asset purchases to help achieve the goal of breaking out of a long spell of deflation. The Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe, has been lobbying the central bank to ease monetary policy further to help the recession-struck economy escape from years of falling prices. The BOJ also released a joint statement with the government on fighting deflation, with the government vowing growth strategies to restore fiscal health. The continued contraction has led analysts to say that the economy has entered a mild recession and sluggish demand both at home and abroad. Well, for more on this, CRI's Apa Jamburo spoke earlier with Chris Clegg, who is the Japan analyst at the Economist Intelligence Unit. He started by asking whether the 2% target would help the country's economy.
Well, I think when you're talking about inflation in Japan, there's two views of this policy. One is that inflation is structurally entrenched in Japan, and there's going to be very little that the BOJ can do to change that. That monetary policy transmission is not going to make its way out to the real economy. The other view is that if the BOJ can make the markets believe and make the populace believe that they're actually going to hit this target, it will turn out in the end that they can make it. But right now they're just calling it a goal rather than a target, which is a key distinction.
Right, and obviously a lot of critiques of this strategy as well, one of them being that the government's merely trying to push for inflation by pushing up the prices, which some are of the view wouldn't work unless they try and stimulate demand in the economy as well. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's certainly one view, and this goes back to what I said to your previous question, is that the view is that in deflation or no-flation is structurally entrenched in the economy, and that regardless of what the BOJ does, it's not going to make a difference in the real economy. It may make make a difference in asset prices, but I think you're right to point out that this is very much a demand-side issue as well.
So what more should the government be doing? Are they actually approaching it the wrong way? Is there something else they could possibly do?
Well, I mean, the straightforward answer to that question is that the Abe administration thinks this is actually going to help the economy in the long run. The cynical answer to that question is that it's just a ploy to achieve short-term growth ahead of the next elections in midsummer this year. And I tend to buy into the latter view, unfortunately.
Right. And how would you say this could possibly affect the economic ties with China? There's a lot of economic traffic between the two countries at the moment, with Japan and China and the rest of the world as well. I mean, would you see this policy influencing international economic ties either?
Well, I think you heard some grumblings today from other foreign bank officials that this is the start of another round of low-level currency wars that could escalate as long as the BOJ continues trying to drive down the value of the yen. So I think that's one area that you could see this policy have an international effect. You know, the U.S. has for years stopped short of calling China a currency manipulator while also complaining about the low value of the RMB. But watching what Japan's doing right now, it's not hard to see Japan or China complaining that, you know, why is Japan allowed to do this but not us?
So with these moves obviously in place by the Japanese government, what's your expectation for the Japanese economy in the near future?
Well, we've just raised our forecast for 2013 from 0.6% growth to 0.8%, and that merely reflects the stimulus package and our belief that it's going to bring a minimal short-term impact to the economy. But the long-term structural problems in the Japanese economy are not going to be solved by the Abe administration's current economic policies.
Well, that was Chris Clegg, that Japan analyst at the Economist Intelligence Unit, talking to Abe Jamburo.